My 96.1 with My Mornings with Rachel and Will. My 96.1.
Oh, yeah.
The quick all you had today.
I'm going to try not to go on a tangent during these misconnections.
Okay. You will when you hear mine.
Well, it's just... And I'm not going to do it, but please...
You're doing it.
Know the difference between were and was. That's all.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, as an adult, it's good to know the difference between were and was.
Now, here's what Craig's referring to. I mean, Will. We go into Craigslist. There's a section called Misconnections. And then we read them on the air to you. We find the juiciest bits.
And it's all local. They have, you know, everything from Saginaw, Bay City, Midland.
Yep.
They have Mount Pleasant.
Yep. I found a new one called The Thumb.
Found a new one called The Thumb. I mean, we're covering everything here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. So, I've got one for you.
Right.
This one will put you onto your soapbox.
Okay.
This happened on I-69 West, Lapeer toward Lansing.
Oh, I used to take it all the time to go to CrossFit.
There you go. All right, here we go. And there's a picture of, like, a truck with souped-up tires that somebody took while they were driving.
Super safe.
I was on the highway on my way home after dropping my friend off in Lapeer. You was on the highway, too. You was on the highway, too. You kept looking at me. I kept looking at you. I wanted you to stop so bad. That's not correct, either. So tell me what I was driving. Tell me something about today with a question mark. All of these have question marks, and these are not questions. So tell me what I was driving is like a statement. And then there's a question mark. Tell me something about today, question mark. Tell me what state was on my plate, question mark.
Oh, wow. Because they all paid attention that closely.
Right. Right. So I know it's you. If you know who drive this truck, tell them this girl is trying to get a hold of them. If you know who drive this truck, tell them this girl is trying to get a hold of them. There you go.
Our grammar between a toddler and adult should change.
Right. It should. You read the comments on anywhere, like on websites or on MLive or anything. I mean, the comments and the grammar. I mean, it's just horrible. It's like these people didn't go to school, didn't take one English class.
This one, it's just as bad.
Okay.
And it's a long one, so be prepared. Hopefully I have enough time for this.
Okay.
It's called Melissa at McLaren Bay Region.
Oh.
Four East.
Oh, wow. Very specific.
Man for woman, Bay City. Melissa, Four East at McLaren last Saturday night. Four East, room 493.
Yikes.
Last Sunday night, date was 7/9/17.
Should we be saying all this information?
It's out there for everybody to see.
I guess so. Yeah.
It's out there for everyone to see.
It's on the interwebs.
I had an infected left elbow. And you wasn't my regular nurse. My nurse came and got you to put in my IV. I doubt if you ever see this.
Right.
But I gotta, G-O-T-A, try.
She's busy being a nurse. She does not have time to read Craigslist.
Or no. Nobody should be reading this except us.
Right.
You came to my room... Again, to insert an IV, everyone else tried twice. You tried and got it the third time.
Yeah. I love when they can get the IV in, finally. Yep. Let's talk about this on the internet. Yeah.
We talked a lot. You made me laugh. I made you laugh. I thought we had a very strong connection.
She's just doing her job. She's trying to relax you so she can get the IV in.
Bedside manner. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
We have a couple of the same things in common. 7-year-olds. That's the end of that.
Okay.
I wish I would have asked you more and wanted to ask you if you are involved with someone.
But I was a little busy getting my IV put in.
Parentheses. First thing I did was look for a ring. There was none.
There was none.
I've been thinking about you ever since we met. I am hoping you remember me.
No.
And some of the things we talked about. If you reply, tell me what we talked about so I know it's you. I really thought you was hot.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. Every once in a while, you meet someone you feel you've got a good connection with. And I felt that with you.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
If you're interested, please contact me, Paul. No comma or anything. It's just
please contact me, Paul.
Please contact me, Paul.
Here's the thing.
I'm not done.
There's more? All right, keep going.
I seriously thought we had a strong connection, but I don't want to embarrass you.
Too late.
Either so, if you don't want this up, let me know. I will delete it, never to contact you again.
It's probably good. Since she's a nurse, she probably doesn't want all of her information on the air.
I think we're talking for this woman. She doesn't want you to contact her. No.
Right. Just leave her alone. And, by the way, she had like 50 other patients. So
right.
I don't think she really remembers.
That
this
day.
Is her job. Yeah, that day. Just that day alone.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That is your misconnections.